Nolte, crybaby Hunter Biden only regrets Rudy and Trump exposing him. By John Nolte on October 15, 2019. Watching Hunter Biden's pathetic ABC News interview. This is the moment that most struck me. I don't regret being on the board, he said. What I regret is not taking into account that there would be a Rudy Giuliani and a president of the United States that would be listening to this ridiculous conspiracy idea. Are you kidding me? Practically by his own admission, Hunter admits he is as wealthy as he is because of his father. Probably not, he answers after being asked by ABC News if he would have gotten the board position on the Ukrainian natural gas company Burisma Holdings were it not for his father being vice president at the time. Fair enough, but look at what Hunter really did. He flew around the world, while his father was the sitting vice president and while the White House put his father in charge of Ukraine and China, to cash in on his old man's name, political power, and relationships in those same countries. Joe Biden is put in charge of Ukraine and its ongoing corruption issues as that country asks for U.S. aid. And so Hunter heads over there to sit on the board of an energy company that is obviously worried about the government's anti-corruption efforts. With no experience in Ukraine or in energy, Hunter scores a $1.50 a month, sweetheart deal from the company. Joe Biden is put in charge of handling an issue with China. So Hunter bums a ride with Dad on Air Force Two. Has his Chinese business partner meet his dad for a sweet photo op. And then a company he has a 10% stake in closes a $1.5 billion, with a B, investment deal with the Bank of China, which is a subsidiary of the communist Chinese government. You know, when most presidential kin cash in on their famous and powerful relatives, it's stuff like Billy Beer, or at least it's unrelated to the very same countries the famous politician has been put in charge of. There is at least an attempt by these greedy and shameless relatives to create a degree of separation or two. If Hunter had cashed in like most political relatives, he would be co-hosting The View or co-owner of a sports team or doing nothing for a sweet monthly salary at NBC News or some political action committee. But Joe Biden is so arrogant, and Barack Obama so arrogant, and Hunter Biden so greedy, he couldn't cash in with those few degrees of separation. No, he had to follow his old man around picking up the scraps, even if it meant getting into bed with nothing less than Chinese government. And yet, Hunter's only regret is Giuliani and Trump calling him and his father out for one of the single most glaring conflicts of interest in the history of the Republic. Part of me feels bad for any 49-year-old man with a famous father who will never know for sure if his success is his own, if he is truly his own man. But Hunter Biden is not that man. His behavior is as pathetic and greedy as it is outrageously brazen and corrupt. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.